Good morning.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
Great googly moogly.
In his own inimitable style, we present...
Jason Ferry, KX93.5.
That's right. That's right, put your cigar out, and please, no smoking in the auditorium. Please mute your cell phones. It's Daily Scramble Live. I'm Jason Fedde, and it's... What time is it? Goodness me, 7:05 in the morning. Middle of the night. It's the middle of the night here in Laguna Beach. And Tyler's still away. He's still driving his bus across the United States. You could not make it up. On the show today, John Lester will be here a little bit later on. He's an upright bass player and a singer and a songwriter. He does all those three things together. And it's one great beauty. And it feels like there's a fourth thing going on. I don't know. It's magic. Bumped into a party last night. He played upright bass and sang, and it was beautiful. And so he's coming on today. He'll be here a bit later on, probably just in the 9 o'clock hour. Can't get him up too early. Mike Wallman will be here a little later with Wallman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. We'll do your birthdays, weather, news, make fun of a lot of things, and the usual chicanery here on KX93.5. It's your Daily Scramble Live. I'm Jason Fedde. A very good morning to you. It's KX93.5. Welcome to it. The news coming up next on Daily Scramble Live.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
Yeah, right now it's your Daily Scramble News. Local news first here. Police are looking for suspects accused of opening dozens of mailboxes and in some cases stealing mail from Saturday night to Sunday morning in Laguna Beach. On Sunday, residents in South Laguna were informed by police driving the streets that as many as 50 mailboxes had been opened. Laguna Beach Police Sergeant Tim Cloud... No, I'm going to pronounce this wrongly, aren't I? Tim Klesser, I'm going to say, said that two residents reported that mail had been stolen. Those incidents were reported on Morningside and Terrace Way. Klesser said mail theft is a federal offence and the police department would likely work with the US Federal Inspection Service. He also suggested that residents consider investing in a lockable mailbox. Sounds like a good idea. Anyone who has had mail stolen in Laguna Beach or their mailbox tampered with should call the cops at 949-497-0701. Yeah, if you lock your mailbox, right? How does the mailman get into the mailbox? That's my question. Do you have to leave a special key for him? Does he have to have a key ring full of... I don't know, it makes things complicated, doesn't it? It's a shame that people are not trustworthy. Anyway, yeah, if you've got the answer to that, give us a call, 949-715-5936. Or text us, 949-715-5936, and if you're in South Laguna, maybe just look out for the mailman today. It's KX93.5. So, all right, this is how it works. Because I'm British, you see. This is a classic sort of cultural difference. And I've been here for 15 years, I should know this. But it turns out that, you see, when I grew up, there was a slot in the doors called a letterbox, and they put the letters through the box, and the letters would arrive in your house, so you never had to worry about it. So mailbox thing, for those idiots who don't know, just like me, there's a slot in the top, apparently. Tom Faye just called. Listener Tom Faye, thank you, Tom, for explaining to me very well that there's a slot in the top of the box, letters go in. You only need a key to open the box to get your letters out. It's clever. So clever. Only in America. Wherever you are in the world, you're with KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station. Good morning. Yes, I'm Jason Fedde. Tyler Russell's not here, so it's just you and me. We're just going to rock through the morning together. If you're on your way to work, thank you. We appreciate your service. Thank you for your service. You don't say that to plumbers usually, do you? You say it to army people, military men. You don't say it to school teachers. School teachers, thank you for your service. The guy in the coffee shop there, yes, I'm talking to you. Thank you for your service. And a very good morning. It's a beautiful day in Laguna Beach. How lucky are we? Eyes, lips on KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station. You know, I have a beard. Have you noticed that? Yep, I wear a beard. It turns out that beards are not as filthy as you would think. Some people think, my wife included, that beards need regular cleaning, make sure there's not any, you know, nonsense in there. Somebody once famously wrote, there's more poo in a beard than there is in a toilet. I mean, it could be true if you're not a very hygienic person. Turns out that beards contain a certain kind of penicillin. It's called Staphylococcus epidermis something. Anyway, when they were tested against a particular drug-resistant form of E. coli, they killed it with abandon. So, there you go. They'll be prescribing beardicillin anytime soon, you'll see. Spirit Animal and regular world, diddly-doo, diddly-doo, there on KX 93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station. It's coming up to, I don't know, 10 to 8 in the morning. After the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have some fun. We're going to have John Lester here. He's going to play upright bass and sing and play and all of that. Mike Waldman will be here just after 9 for Waldman's Wardrobe. And I'm going to take the Chamber of Commerce's, Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce's survey live on the air. So there you go. Let's do it. It's KX 93.5. It's Daily Scramble Live. Yes, it is. I can prove it. Look.
Daily Scramble Live.
See? Daily Scramble Live on KX 93.5 just after 8 o'clock in the morning. And scientists have been spending your hard-earned tax dollars to figure out some very important things that are going to keep you alive and well and healthy in the new year. Not least of which is the fact discovered by scientists this week that tapping your Coke can or your can of fizzy pop after you've dropped it on the ground, tapping on the top does absolutely nothing to stop it fizzing over when you pop the ring. Yep, it's official. So when you pick up the can off the ground that you dropped out of your shopping bag out the back of your Ford Bronco at Ralph's, you picked it up and you went, oh, never mind, and you tap the top of it and it just spurted everywhere anyway. There's a scientific reason for that, and it's all to do with gas and stuff, and I don't quite understand. There's a lot of long words in the story, but the bottom line is, no point in tapping it. The best you can do, scientists say, is wait for the fizz to go away inside the can and then pop the can later. You knew that already, right? All right, well, tell you what. See if I can do better in the next break. Here's the Human Beans. The Human Beans from 1967 and a track called Nobody But Me. News coming up right after this on your Daily Scramble Live on KX 93.5. Let's press this button here and do this, shall we?
On KX 93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
Oh, it's a daily scramble for me, I tell you. Welcome to it. It's KX 93.5. Here's your news brought to you by us. Police are looking for suspects accused of opening dozens of mailboxes and in some cases stealing mail from Saturday night through Sunday morning in Laguna Beach. On Sunday, residents in South Laguna were informed by police driving the streets that as many as 50 mailboxes had been opened. Laguna Beach Police Sergeant Tim Kleiser said that two residents reported that mail had been stolen. Those incidents were reported on Morningside, that's a street in Laguna, and a street called Terrace Way. Kleiser said that mail theft is a federal offence and that the police department would likely work with the US Federal Inspection Service on this case. He also suggested that residents consider investing in a lockable mailbox. Anyone who had mail stolen in Laguna Beach or their mailbox tampered with should call police at 949-497-0701. You got a pen? You want to write that number down again? Call the cops at 949-497-0701. Don't call 911. That is for emergencies only. In other news, traffic news now, downhill lane on 3rd Street. The downhill lane on 3rd Street Hill is closed again today from 8.30 to 5.30pm. You should avoid that area like the plague because it's a big fat pain in the butt, especially when the kids come out of the high school in the afternoon. So, yeah, that's the big street that comes down off of Park Avenue all the way down to the city of Laguna. Apart from that, it's going to be a beautiful day here in Laguna Beach, California. How lovely. Morgan Mallory there.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live.
Yes, very talented young gentleman, Mr. Morgan Mallory is. That was recorded live in our Pill Street studios some weeks ago. And Morgan Mallory performed beautifully at the David Bowie tribute night that we did a few nights ago there last Monday. at the Marine Room Tavern. He played a piano and he looked beautiful, as he always does. And he did a song called Bring Me the Disco King by David Bowie, and it just brought the house down. So, what a brilliant guy. And the older musicians who'd never met him before were texting me the next day. A couple of people said, who was that guy? He was awesome. And yes, he was indeed. You can see Morgan Mallory playing around town. You know what I'd do? I'd look in the Laguna Beach vibe, and you'd find that at newsstands all over town. And have a look, see where he's playing and what he's doing. All right, speaking of Laguna Beach and local stuff, the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce is always trying to do things positively to try and get, you know, stuff happening in town for the businesses and make sure that everybody's happy, retailers and shoppers too. They've got a survey online, and the intention is to take the results of the survey to the City Council, who are very active at the moment, trying to make things good in Laguna. Got a good bunch of people, our city elders at the moment, and this is an attempt to get Laguna's collective voices heard. Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. All right, so here's the survey, and I'm going to take the survey now online so you can see what's going on. Let me tell you where it is first. I'm going to try and find the URL. If you go to the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce website, you'll find it, all right? So here it is. What is your gender? Male. Okay, that's easy. God, this is going to be easy. Do you live in Laguna Beach? I don't live in Laguna Beach. I can't afford it, so I live in Aliso, yeah? So no. How long have you lived in Laguna Beach? Well, I'm going to say that I've lived here, but I've lived for 15 years. You know, if Aliso Viejo burned down tomorrow, I wouldn't notice, except that I'd have nowhere to do my laundry, because I get my shirts dry cleaned in Aliso Viejo. It's about all I actually... Oh, and go to the movie theatre there. That's also useful. Okay, primary reason, come to downtown Laguna Beach. Yes, dining, yes, shopping, yes, beach. It's not really my thing. How often do you come to downtown Laguna Beach? Every day. When you think of downtown Laguna Beach, what are the first three words that come to mind? So they're asking a load of great questions here. What other business districts and shopping centres in Laguna Beach or beyond do you most visit? And they're trying to find out all this stuff. It's 10 questions, all right? Well, that's a great question. What three words come to mind when you think of downtown Laguna Beach? Wow. I don't want to answer it for you because I want you to do it. I want you to go online to the Chamber of Commerce website, which you can find, you know, probably, I don't know, search it. You've got to Google. Googly searchy it and find the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce and do this survey. It's very helpful. Never let it be said that you don't have a voice, because you do have a voice in town. You just have to show up to City Council meetings, which, by the way, I went to one last night. Really nice, cool, interesting, Arts Commission. And or you can just pop into the Chamber of Commerce anytime. They are very glad to welcome guests. And they are located underneath the library on Glenary Street in Laguna Beach. So it's just where the little parking lot is under there. You can find them. And while you're there, maybe buy a used book from the library used bookshop, which is right next door. There you go. Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Very happy to be a member. We are at KX93.5. Scramble, scramble, lie, boom, 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 boom. Yes. Ah, Valentine's Day's coming up, you young lovers. Sunday, February 14th. It's a Sunday this year, so there you go. You can, you know what I mean? You're off work anyway. No need to plan anything too special. Sunday, February 14th, 2016. That's nice. There's a fun way to celebrate Valentine's Day weekend this year. It says here, bring your honey, a word I would not use unless I was reading it. Bring your honey to the course for a fun-filled day of golf. Also words I would not say unless I was reading them. Me and the wife playing golf. Can you see it? I can't see it. Hey, people do like golf. Couples will be teamed up together, and the tournament's winning couple, this is cool, will receive a complimentary one-night romance package for two at Ben Brown's. Down there at Aliso Creek, the ranch at Aliso Creek. Tea time is 10 to 11.30. It says 11.36 here, but that can't be right. Tournament kicks off with a kiss and ends with a luncheon on the patio. $45 per person includes green fees, cart and lunch for two. There are three spots left, right? And you can win a spot on KX93.5. KX93.5 is giving away a spot in this competition. You've got to keep it here, because I'm not telling you when and I'm not telling you how. You've got to keep it here. Just listen to the radio, because radio on all the time, by you, headphones on all day long, every day. And you can win a spot for Ben Brown's Valentine's Day tournament. And that, of course, will be on Sunday, February 14th, 2016. How nice. Yes, it's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. And it's time again for this.
Cut so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5. That guy just said that, and I just said it. So good, they named it twice.
It's wonderful to have a theme song.
Isn't it?
I wish it could be played everywhere I go.
Isn't it great? It's like having your name in lights.
Yes, it is.
I know. I'm thinking of doing a new one for myself, actually. I don't know what I'm going to do. Just waste, you know, time. Tyler's paying me good money to sit around making up songs for myself. Yeah, probably not going to be a good idea. How are you, bud?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You're doing all right? You know who's a wanker, don't you?
Not me, I hope.
Donovan Leach.
Donovan Leach.
First class. Just posted it on my Facebook page.
What happened? Yep.
Well, first of all, he's boycotting Israel, which is annoying to me. That irritates me.
Yes.
You know, either go or don't go. The problem with him is, right, I get it. There are some people, they feel strongly about the Israeli incursion into the West Bank, blah, blah, blah. I get it. I'm not arguing the politics of it. I understand how that upsets some people. Upsets me. But either go or don't go. Because it fuels the fire of the hypocrisy of people that don't know the situation.
You think he's a little self-important?
He says he's going to go. Everybody's out there like, oh, great, Donovan's coming. I know the people of Israel, they're like, anybody comes to Israel, they're delighted. You know, comes to sing and play. When I go and sing and play, they're delighted. Seriously, I mean, anybody. So, well, Donovan said he was going, then he's not going. Now he's not going. He's had pressure on his Facebook page from, you know, his lefty fans in Britain and wherever else. And now he's not going. He said he was going, now he's not going. Well, so I looked at his Facebook page.
Yes.
Just to have a look, see what's going on. And not entirely sure what to think about it. You know, Donovan's got a right to do whatever he wants. But then I saw this.
What was that? What did you see?
It's a poem that he wrote about Nick Drake. He says that people, Donovan, Sunshine Flipping Superman, right?
And Jennifer Jupiter.
Yeah. They call me Mellow Yellow, that guy, right, is often mentioned in relation to the deceased Nick Drake's work. Nick Drake, genius, right? He's often spoken of in the same sentence. I've never heard him mentioned in the same sentence as Nick Drake. Do I know him, he asks. What are my memories of him, he asks, of himself. Right?
Because nobody else is asking,
what
right?
What a wanker, honestly. So then he says, I've written a poem for Nick. And here's the poem. Nick was a bright orb that rose in the morning of the world, a star so soon to set. He is forever now here with us, for only the old die young. That's quite a clever line. Mm. Only the old die young is quite good.
I think Billy Joel, he'd stole it from Billy Joel, didn't he?
Okay. His inner star will never set. When we met, we never spoke. We only saw in each other's eyes the future passing. And this is the line that gets me. I am his mentor in so many ways.
Aww.
Donovan Leach, you wanker, official wanker of the day on KX93.5. Ugh. Anyway, welcome.
Oh, good morning. I thought you were going to play a song now. It sounded like you were going right into a song.
No, I'm just ranting on. Anyway, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I actually saw Donovan Leach play this year in Liverpool.
I know, last year.
You know, he's like a 70-year-old hippie.
Yep.
And
major acid casualty. This guy's deranged. I've met him too. He's completely nuts. He is. I got thrown off that tour. That's another thing that happened to me with Donovan Leach.
Ah,
you know why?
There it is.
You know why?
Why?
Because my manager, Rick, thought it would be funny to call Donovan Don.
Ah.
Say, all right, Don.
Ah.
And he said, morning dawn or something like that, and the next day we got thrown off the tour.
There you go.
Probably, I don't know. Anyway, it could have been something else, but that's what we thought it was.
I thought it was funny that Donovan really took a lot of credit for the Beatles.
Yeah, right,
he's
exactly.
convinced that he invented the Beatles.
He invented the Beatles, and he's Nick Drake's mentor. Well yeah. done.
This is the kind of things we talk about on Waldman's Wardrobe. Musical nuts.
We should have Waldman's Wardrobe of Wankers every week.
There you go. There's well, we have today, yeah. moving into the Beatles, I have found a really, really incredibly high-quality, beautiful demo off of John Lennon's last album. That is, it's so delightful that I had to bring it in. It didn't matter if we had played Beatles in the last month or not. This is a real find. And it's from the album Double Fantasy, which was John's last album. I think you know, I don't know if everybody knows, Jason, that he basically took 5 years off.
Yeah.
In the last 5 years of his life, he took off from recording music. He had, from the 70s, when the Beatles broke up, to 75, he put out an album every year. And truthfully, it was kind of uneven music for the most part. He wasn't very popular. And then he just faded away for 5 years, saying that he was going to be taking care of his family. Some people said that what he was really doing was taking care of his heroin addiction.
Right.
But let's give it to him and say he was taking care of his family.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. The thing about, I think, Paul and John is that they're not... The tension that was between them in the Beatles was part of the Beatles' sound.
Yes.
And once that had gone away, they kind of got a little bit lost at times. Both made great music. Certainly John, anyway. Ha!
We'll talk about that later.
All right, so it's John Lennon and the demo of...
Yeah, beautiful. So this is his lullaby to his son, Sean, who had just been born. And a gorgeous song. I can't imagine... I imagine that a lot of boys were named Sean after this album was put out.
Yeah, so the song for Sean, Beautiful Boy, by John Lennon, with apologies to Julian, of course, if you're listening.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Before you go to sleep.
Isn't that incredible?
It's a bit ropey sounding, slightly. There's a bit of hiss in it.
It's a little hiss, and he sings out of key from time to time. But come on, if you are a music fan, if you're a John Lennon fan, that stuff's never going to get released.
No, it's gorgeous. The song's gorgeous. He's so like, you know, he's in love with this little boy. It's brilliant. People can really relate to it. It's
and that was the album. That was the real shame about his death in 1980, which is 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Is that album really... was high quality compared to a lot of the records he had put out before he took a little retirement. So that's a beautiful little capture.
Heartfelt, very nice. Oh, yeah. Big loss, that. John Lennon, Beautiful Boy. It's KX93.5, it's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness.
Yeah, and the next thing that we have that's really interesting, so if you want to find some really rare music, the best thing to do is look on old TV shows.
Yeah.
Because old TV shows had the most incredible performances on them. You know, everybody knows that Ed Sullivan had the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and everybody in the world.
Yeah.
But there were these little shows that didn't last very long, like, for example, the Johnny Cash Show. Johnny Cash Show was only on for 2 years.
Yeah.
And in that 2 years, he had Bob Dylan, he had Joni Mitchell, he had Linda Ronstadt, he had Kris Gobberson, he had Neil Young. He had James Taylor.
Network was he on? What was this? Was it like...
Was ABC.
Really? What, back in the
70s? 1969 to 1971.
God, that's a bad... So that is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, you can't even imagine Johnny Cash as sort of a man of few words, really, I would have thought. What did he do? Did he do sketches?
He did some sketches.
Really?
And he would have comedians on from time to time.
Must be.
But it was mostly country music.
Yeah.
But then he had a real love for folk. He had a real love for rock. You know, one of the most amazing performances you'll find on there is Derek and the Dominoes.
In this way, really?
A TV performance of Derek and the Dominoes. You don't see that very often.
Yeah.
So, and they've put out a couple of DVDs. They put out a single CD. And what we're going to hear is Roy Orbison from that time. So this is the late 60s. Roy Orbison had already kind of faded away. He was one of rock's innovators. He had the most incredible operatic voices. The songs he wrote were like mini operas rather than pop songs. But he had really lost, you know, he kind of lost his way in the popular forest. And wasn't until the 80s that he found his way back. He found his way back with a little special that was on TV called The Black and White Night with... He had the backup band was Elvis Costello, Tom Waits, yeah, Jackson right. Bound, Bruce Springsteen.
That was a fantastic video. Yeah. All in black and white.
All in black and white.
Yeah, it was very good.
And then he became a member of the Traveling Wilburys.
And then shortly after died.
Yes.
And he went to heaven.
Yes.
And while he was in heaven, he was very upset. You know, he was upset. Because he was dead and he just had a resurgence in his career and everybody's going, yeah, Roy Orbison. And then he died. He's very upset.
Yeah.
He said to St. Peter, I'm very upset, I shouldn't be here. St. Peter said, it's all right, come and look around, all your friends are here. There's Bill Haley, there's Elvis Presley, you know, there's Janis Joplin and Hendrix. And then Roy says to him, wow, look, there's Bono. And St. Peter says, no, that's not Bono, that's God. He just thinks he's Bono.
Only the lonely
so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
Yes, that was killer. That's so great. Roy Orbison.
Highly produced, wasn't it?
Well.
Had strings, it had horns. My amazing. God.
Yeah.
They had a lot of money in those days.
And that's from a TV show, Johnny Cash TV show. What was the show called?
It was called the Johnny Cash Show.
Of course yeah. It was, yeah. And I love that they're releasing DVDs of this stuff now, because for a long time, if you were awake late at night and you saw that on watching PBS, they would there'd be these long ass shows about music from the 60s, mm-hmm. and they'd be trying to sell you a box set of CDs,
yeah,
you know, of all this music, which is all great music, and they would show video, but they were only selling the audio,
right?
And I always thought video of James Brown when he was 22 years old, fantastic to have that stuff in one place, but they were never selling the video. But now you say they're selling the video now of this thing, right? Of these shows.
Exactly.
So that's killer. I think that's great. Really interesting.
There's a gold mine of music out there.
Yeah, and lovely to see all these people in there. You know, we saw Graham Nash, didn't we, the other day?
Yep.
Not in his prime. Is he? I mean, let's face it.
Unless you're thinking his wheelchair is in his prime.
It's not. He wasn't quite in a wheelchair. Looked pretty good, actually, for the
no, he really did look
for his
good.
Age.
When you, especially when you put him next to Neil Young and Stephen Stills, he looks awesome.
Put him next to David Crosby.
He's like a 20-year-old. Like,
exactly.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
And
he's
the only one who can actually sing anymore.
Well, and he's the only one who can sort of string a sentence together, you know. It's quite, it was all right. But, you know, like...
That's because he kept to the Chateau Margaux instead of doing the heroin, probably.
Right, well, that's probably it, yeah. No doubt. Actually, a friend of mine is a drummer, and he's played drums with... He's not really a friend of mine. It's a guy I know. He played on my last record through a friend of a friend. So he's an acquaintance of mine, but he plays with David Crosby. And in the studio, he was telling stories about that band, about Crosby, Stills and Nash, and he says, you know, Graham Nash, he's all right, but he's still... He hasn't gotten over Joni Mitchell.
Ah.
And he told a few stories about Joni, who was quite the goer back in the day.
Yeah.
And I don't tell those stories on the radio, but... of course, when we got there, two songs in, Graham Nash starts whining on about Joni Mitchell, didn't he? It's been a long time.
All of his good songs are written about her.
I'm not being funny, but do you see his girlfriend? He had a girlfriend on the side of the stage.
No, I couldn't see
about
her.
35 years old, telling you. Yeah. Looking very nice.
America's a great country.
Looking better than Joni, put it that way. Joni's 70 now as well. He's better off without her. I'm going to write to him and offer him counselling. My kind of counselling. Yeah, game of darts, few beers. Shut up. That kind of counselling. What are you doing next, Mike? It's Waldman's Wardrobe.
Okay, so to end off, one of my favorite bands, Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know, L.A. band, love them. And, you know, one of the great places to find unusual music is right on the band's website. They often have freebies. And this was from a concert that the Red Hot Chili Peppers just put on their website for free.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
They're not a band that I know a great deal about, I have to admit. I've sort of a big hole in my musical knowledge, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, you know, they Red Hot Chili Peppers has been a kind of revolving door band. They've had a lot of, especially lead guitar players. And a lot of the band has to do with how good the lead guitar for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, at least, their awesomeness has a lot to do with how great their guitar player is at the moment.
Got it. Yeah. They've always got that. Is it Flea, the bass player, bounces up and down?
Yes, he's great.
Oh, yeah, he's great. He is. He's cool looking. Got a bass player coming in a few minutes' time, actually. John Lester's going to be here to play bass and sing songs.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. In the meantime, tell us about this track.
So this is Danny California from a live concert that they put on their website for free.
Cool. Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's Walbin's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. It's part of Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5. KX93.5, it's Laguna's only FM radio station. Good morning. It's Mike Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. We never said goodbye. So I'm just, hang on a minute, look, put your mic on and then you can do that. There you go.
Always nice to be here, Jason.
It's just a pleasure. Great music this morning. What was the theme, really? Was there a theme?
Things I wanted to play.
Great. We heard John Lennon's Beautiful Boy, a demo of that song. Roy Orbison from the Johnny Cash Show in the early 70s, Only the Lonely and Pretty Woman. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Danny California. Hard to find a link there. We could do a competition. Call in with the link.
It was my leftover show.
Well, it sounded really great and it's always cool to have you in. Thank you, Michael Waldman, very, very much.
Thank you.
The NAMM show's just been on. It's the National Association of Music Manufacturers. So if you're interested in guitars, gear of all kinds, instruments and stuff, that's the big ticket every year in Anaheim. We're lucky that we live close by, actually, to be able to go up there and desperately beg for free gear every year. I've got nothing. I have never gotten anything. I don't know. No, I didn't get that from... Matt Wallman's going like that. No. I know, I got a very expensive guitar, but that wasn't from NAMM. That was just from being... brilliant. Ah, dear. Anyway, so the NAMM show goes on every year, and every year Kerry Getz, who lives in town, she's a singer-songwriter, probably seen her around, she throws a party. She's lived in Newport Beach for a long time, and she'd been throwing that party in Newport for a long time. Now she's in Laguna. She threw it last night, the post-NAMM party, and she invites all her old pals there, and it's lovely to see everybody every year. That's the best thing about NAMM for me, is that party, actually. And last night, she threw it at her house, and a geezer comes in. Everybody plays a song. You know, I played a song, and other people played a song. Matthew Van Doren was there. He played a song, and Steve Lawson was there. He played a song, the bass player who we had in last year. And it was just a lot of fun. And then this guy schleps in a great big upright bass and starts playing it, and then he starts singing along with himself, playing an upright bass. Very unusual to see an upright bass player singing songs that he'd written. It was beautiful, and the room went quiet, and he wowed us all. So it was a really great thing. And he's here right now. John Lester's in the studio on KX93.5. Hello, John.
Hello, good to be here.
Hello, mate. Wait a minute, you're on. I need to get the mic on. I always get the wrong one. There you go.
All right.
It's a lottery.
I'm over
and
here.
And I lose it every time.
Here I am.
There you are.
I'm hard to miss with this upright bass.
I know. I know. Look at you. You own that thing, though, don't you?
I do. It's kind of like playing a gig with another person. You know,
right.
It's like a duo.
It's a dance.
The size of a person, yeah. You know. She has a name. Her name is Sarah. She's my older woman.
How old is she? She looks
She's
very old.
Going on 100.
Is she really?
Looks pretty good for her age.
We've got to get you a new one.
Yeah, I need a brand new one. I need to get one at NAMM. Are they giving out upright basses?
I don't know. Go talk to somebody. It's just finished. You were at NAMM though, right?
I came down to play some shows with Steve Lawson, so yeah. I didn't go to NAMM. Haven't been. I would love to experience it sometime.
No, you don't want to go.
Instead, I went to the beach and was working on some songs. Everyone told me I made a very good decision.
You did. Some people love it.
Yeah.
You know that Matthew Van Doren? He loves it.
Yeah.
He loves it. Steve Lawson?
Yeah.
Loves it.
Yeah.
They love it. And they just go on there and they spend 4 days.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, they're fried. They lose £60 in weight.
Steve, who, you know, I met in England... a lot of it too is just seeing his friends and people that musicians from all over the world
right.
that he gets to see. It's like kind of, you know, and the party last night, I guess, a little bit of that on a smaller level.
The socializing I totally get.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at, like, these guys all get free gear. I've never gotten any.
Yeah.
So I was like, I just don't want to play anymore. But it was fun. I spent 3 hours there. Saw Graham Nash with my friend Mike, and it was all right. But tell us a bit more about how this all came about. You've been playing in bands.
Bass player. Of course, I started out playing in bands, and it's very unusual to just play, by yourself. And I was 35 when I first. I was in this band that I was really behind. Put a couple of years into. We broke up, like so many bands do. And then I went out and started playing open mics, and I was like 35 years old. I'd been a professional musician for over a decade at that time. And at first I played guitar, because I used guitar as a writing tool, but bass is my main instrument. And so I'd go out to open mics and play, and then one night I just decided to bring the bass out to this club in San Francisco and play like a little blues tune. And in jazz bands I'd played often with like a singer do an intro with just bass and voice, and I thought, well, I'll just play a blues tune. And it was just an open mic, but it was packed, and I drew a good slot,
Yeah.
And before I even started playing, everybody just got like really quieted down, and really, it was, the spotlight was on, just kind of going like, well, where's the rest of the band? What's this guy gonna do? And it just went down a storm. It was great, and I kind of, this light went on in my head, like I should pursue this. And now I always start and finish the show on the upright bass, but I play electric basses, and I've learned lots of different styles of music, because as bass players, if you want to work, you just learn a bunch of styles of music so you can play as much as you can.
Yeah.
And I was doing that, and then after a while, I just really focused my energy on that, and started playing solo bass and voice. And it's kind of an adventure.
Yeah. Cool. Will you play for us now? Play for us now, then we'll talk more.
Because
we can describe it all we like, but until you really hear this thing.
Sure. This is a little love song I wrote called I Saw You.
All right, go ahead, mate, when you're ready.
More than a time or two, and I think I know what that means. I saw you slip away into the night, but I just kept on dreaming of bringing you into the light. Now you stand before me, long lost friend. And though we've never met well, it's good to see you again. And I know this may sound crazy, but I missed you for some time. I see you've been searching, and I know I've been on your mind, 'cause I saw you walking around in my dreams more than a time or two, and I think I know what that means. Yeah, I saw you slip away into the night, but I just kept on dreaming. I just kept on dreaming of a life, all that I knew I would always have, of the woman that would help make me a better man, of a love that would turn this night to day. I've been watching and waiting, so believe me when I say that I saw you walking around in my dreams more than a time or two, and I think I know what that means. Yeah, I saw you slip away into the night, I just kept on dreaming. I just kept on dreaming. I saw you. I saw you. I saw you. I saw you.
So nice. That's so nice, man. Wow. I had so many questions to ask, and now I just want to go home now. It's so lovely. There's something about a guy that plays an upright bass. If you've never been close up to that thing, like I said before, you own the instrument. And I saw Edgar Meyer recently doing a show,
maybe.
And he's like you. He's got that thing where you just embrace the thing. It really is a dance.
The technique for it, like that... that tune is kind of that I just played is what we call thumb position, where you kind of rise up over and you play on the fingerboard and you lift your hand completely. You don't have your thumb behind the neck anymore, so you're reaching up.
That's right. You're right. You're down reaching there.
Up. You have to, because you know.
Yeah, yeah. On the body of the body of the thing.
Know,
yeah.
And the body of an upright bass joins the neck a lot sooner than like any electric or acoustic guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so in order to play in that range, you kind of have to, you have
half
to wrap yourself.
Half of the sort of fret, not the fretboard, but the, what do you call that?
The fingerboard.
The fingerboard, right? Yeah. That half of it is like, it has the instrument behind it. So you have to get right up there. It's,
yeah,
it's beautiful. And have you always been a writer? I mean, it's a great song.
Thank you. I toyed with writing, you know, early in my, you know, late teens and 20s and then was kind of focused on being a bassist and wrote a little bit, but it really wasn't until I was in my 30s that I started focusing on it. I got in an organization, pitched a lot of tunes to publishers and stuff, never really had any luck with it, but it was a great organization called the West Coast Songwriters. Yeah. They do some stuff down here in L.A. I joined up in San Francisco. It's great for young songwriters to get songs critiqued, and publishers would come in, you know, national publishers from either this area or a lot of times Nashville, and you know, you play them a demo, and they're, you know, they're not your buddies and stuff. They're just going to tell you what they think of it right away.
Give you a straight.
The first few tunes were, I, you know, had visions of grandeur and just got trashed. but I, you know, I learned from that and just kind of really worked at the art of crafting a tune and learned a lot from that criticism. Yeah. Yeah.
West Coast Songwriters. Now you've won it. You won. Did they have a competition?
Yeah, in the late '90s, they do both song pitching and then they have open mic, you know, competitions. And
yeah,
they have every month they have them in the Bay Area. They have like one in Berkeley and one in San Francisco and in, you know, different parts of the Bay Area, and every month. And then at the end of the year in August, before their big conference in September, they do kind of a playoff. And I won in 1999 with a tune on my electric bass, and then I won in 2001. And no, it's great. I met some people. I met a great artist from Nashville named Gretchen Peters, who's a fantastic
country
writer. And I ended up touring with her.
Wow.
And so it was really good for meeting some folks, too, in the industry when I was kind of just starting to try to break in.
All right.
As they say.
Well, you listen to KX 93.5. We have John Lester in the station. He plays an upright bass and sings beautiful songs. He's an award-winning songwriter. He's been on tour with Gretchen Peters.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an all-around cool guy. I met him at a party last night and had him on the radio. And that's how it works around here. We like to bring you new and unusual music here on KX 93.5, especially between the 9 and 10 o'clock hours on a weekday. And why don't you play us another song, mate, and we'll give people all the information of how to contact you and see if we can book you for a gig in Laguna.
Great. No, I'd love to come back again. I'll do a tune that won one of the awards in 2001. It's a song just about the choice of making that choice of being a singer-songwriter, and it's called Both a Blessing and a Curse.
Right on. It's John Lester playing bass and singing on KX 93.5.
Tell you my stories, teach some lessons I have learned. I may brag about all my glories, but I'll confess the bridges that I burned. I'll tell a joke to wipe the tears away if my sad songs make us cry. 'Cause I got a heart that knows no hiding, and it's on a stage again tonight. guess things might have gone better. But I'm thankful that there are no words. This artist's life, it's both a blessing and a curse. It's both a blessing. See, my folks put me through college long ago, after I pulled straight A's in my high school. But I fell in love with words and melodies, though they sometimes play me for the fool. I've got all these stacks of pads of papers, and they're full of dreams and tales I've told. Though that paper isn't money, they're making me rich as I grow old. Hey, 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 I guess things might have gone. Life, it's both a blessing and a curse. It's both a blessing and a curse. Well, every time I lose, I get a song, a brand new way to write what I once went wrong. Oh, like a child that sometimes weeps, sometimes so strong. And here on this stage tonight, they're all home safe where they belong. All I can tell you now is what I know. Somewhere along the line, my life became this one-man show. And though he's my friend and sometimes also he's my foe, set my soul down every single night in the very front row, and he says, I guess things might have gone better. Hey, but I'm thankful that there are no worse. This artist's life, it's both a blessing and a curse. It's both a blessing curse, yeah. Well, tonight, under the soft stage lights, tonight will be the blessing, yeah,
Wow. It's very moving stuff, man.
Thanks.
John Lester plays the upright bass and sings songs from the heart there. It's KX93.5. Wow. You know, are you familiar with the movies of Mike Lee?
I'm not.
The British movie maker.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of now. There's a film called High Hopes, and I forget now. But anyway, he's sort of independent movie maker, but quite famous in Europe. And all of his films, the soundtracks, are upright bass.
Oh, really?
Just upright bass. Sometimes bowed, sometimes played.
Right.
And immediately you get that. So there's an emotion attached. There's something about the sound of the bass.
One thing that's been nice to discover about playing and going out and doing gigs is a lot of people don't really know the sound of the bass. You know, it's like it melds into the music a lot. And especially when it's played by itself, you hear all the overtones and all the richness of it, whereas in the band sometimes that disappears.
Yeah.
And you miss it if it's gone. Yeah.
Yeah. We have... what's he called? Lee Rocker does a show on this radio station on a Saturday.
Right.
And he's famous for that sound.
Yeah, the slap bass.
Which is just
thing.
That fucky and sound.
Yeah.
But you've got a certain sort of richness that comes out in the way you play.
It's a different
style. Yeah. and very, very, very moving and very beautiful. And also with your, you have a voice that has, you talk about overtones, undertones. Your voice has got that. It's got some crack in it too.
Oh yeah, especially you know. This morning.
Well, you've certainly lived a life, yeah. Sir. It comes out in your voice. So, very, really wonderful stuff. Now, where Thanks. Can people find you online?
My website is just johnlestermusic.com, and, you know, that'll kind of connect, you know, you to what I'm doing. Right now I'm doing some shows this week with Steve Lawson, who was at the party last night. We're doing some little stuff, house concerts on this one, a lot of that. I love doing house concerts. It's a great way to just kind of meet new people and play, and sometimes it's venues or festivals, but this time we're going up the coast. We're going to play Monterey, San Jose, and then the San Francisco Bay Area.
So, brilliant. So it's John Lester, JohnLester, very simple as it sounds.
Right.
JohnLester.com.
John Lester Music.
Excuse me. JohnLesterMusic.com. Yeah. I'm sure if you just Googled him, John Lester Bass, you'd find out what was going on there. And available for bookings, weddings, bar mitzvahs.
Oh, yes, bar mitzvahs,
brisses,
all that stuff.
Do the brisses.
Yeah. Lounge, lizard action. You know, I have a tux.
We're going to get you down here because we have a series of gigs at the City Books every year, twice a year. And I'd love to talk to you about doing that for us, because I think you'd
be perfect. We'd love to come down. Yeah.
Well, the phone's ringing off the hook. People want to know about John Lester. He's here, and I'm so glad to have you in the studio. Thanks for coming in, buddy.
Thanks for inviting me.
Hey, man, it's an absolute pleasure. New music on KX 93.5.